now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Only if you're Laramie Tunsil. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter's more your thing, and it is for Laramie, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. But it's not about where you can get us necessarily. It's as far as social media, it's about where you can find us as a show, as a network. It's all about the platforms. It's all about radio on the go. And Joe, would you explain it to the peeps?
All right, Bob, there's a number of different ways that you could take the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you and check them out on your devices, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and a handful you probably can't. Be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and an app you can download to any device you can think of. That's all on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of the armed forces are able to check out the Spano and Black Attack around the globe, along with all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yep, we're proud to give you a little taste of home, no matter where you are in the world. Hope it continues for a long, long time.
Well, on the other side, Bob, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Happy International Dance Day, and we'll be back to kick it off right after this short timeout.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now, 1-800-427-0183, 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183, 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We got a lot to talk about today, my friend.
We got a big show on tap, Bob, and a lot to talk about. I mean, the primary focus, and it may take us the entire 2 hours, is the NFL draft, a topsy-turvy, wild NFL draft. Even more surprises than we thought we were going to have. And I talked about the number of surprises that I expected, and this even exceeded my expectations going in. And I had very high expectations about the excitement level and the wealth of surprises that this draft was going to bring. That said, big two-hour show focused on the NFL draft probably all the way through. At 40 after this hour, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Brady and Alicia Quinn. Brady Quinn, of course, you all know him from Fox, former Cleveland Browns and Denver Broncos quarterback. And Alicia Sacramone Quinn, his wife, former Olympic gymnast. They're going to join us. We'll talk to Brady about the 2016 NFL draft. And we'll talk about some great work that they're doing in conjunction with Purina, National Pet Month. You know,
yep.
Pets are close to my heart. I have two dogs, so we're happy to be joined by both Brady and Alicia Quinn to raise awareness as far as Purina and National Pet Month and spend a bunch of time discussing the NFL draft and a minute or two on the upcoming Rio Olympics as the opening ceremonies are just 98 days away.
Indeed they are. And we'll see how that plays out. That's going to be a story unto itself, and not only for the athletics.
You're absolutely right about that. At 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Emory Hunt, footballgameplan.com. We'll get his take on all of the doings in day one of the NFL draft, and he'll help us take a look ahead at some of the best and brightest that are still on the board in day two and where they might go. So that's at 40 after hour number 2, 40 after each hour, some great interviews. The primary focus will be on the NFL draft in both of those. This entire show, likely the primary focus is going to be on the NFL draft. As time permits, maybe we get to some other NFL news, Bob, but or some other news around the world of sports. There's NBA, there's a little Major League Baseball, but right now the sports world and the good old US of A is captivated by day one of the NFL draft. And this is really the wildest NFL draft in recent memory for me. You know, you had the two trades in the weeks leading up to the NFL draft that put the San Diego Chargers on the clock. And we all speculated in what direction they would go and what kind of start this draft would get off to as a result. Well, they went in a direction none of us thought they would go. They grabbed Joey Bosa, who, you know, a lot of people early on as these mocks first started coming out for this draft, he was considered the number one player. And, you know, like often happens with these mocks and with the analysis, things change and this guy becomes a sexier pick or needs change or whatever the scenario might be. But the bottom line at the end of the day, Joey Bosa was considered truly one of the elite players in this draft coming into it. The thought process on him had him moving down a little bit. All of a sudden, at number 3, the Chargers surprise everybody, and they pass up on perhaps the very best player in the draft, according to many, Jalen Ramsey. They pass up on, you know, the best left tackle in the draft, Laremy Tunsil, and we all found out why as the draft started to move along. And they also surprised everybody by passing up on Preston Buckner, who was considered a great defensive lineman and a pure down 3-4 lineman and perhaps the best fit for them in this draft, and they didn't trade out. Those were all the possibilities that were there, the left tackle, the defensive end, the best overall player in the draft, according to many. They went none of those directions, and they took Joey Bosa, and this draft got off to a rocking start. So
no
now
question.
You're sitting there and you're watching and you're saying to yourself, well, this just got easy for the Cowboys, because the thought process was outside chance of Ezekiel Elliott, but more than likely they'll choose between Joey Bosa and Jalen Ramsey, and whichever one the Chargers maybe leave to them will be who they take. Well, as good fortune smiles upon them, it looks like to me, Jalen Ramsey's there, considered the best player in the draft. We heard the Cowboys loved him. And then we're waiting and we're watching. And all of a sudden they grab Ezekiel Elliott. And you're like, wow, all right, I get it. Maybe, you know, he's a great player. It may just work. And they're surprise number two. And then you get the Jacksonville Jaguars, who do their New York Jets impression from 2015 NFL draft. They do nothing. They wait. And at number five, the best player in the draft, and Jalen Ramsey, falls to them. And coincidentally for them, it also fills a pressing need for them. And they just got better for 2016 and beyond. So those surprises right at the top really got this draft going and really set the tone for what was a terrific night of drama.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, when we were talking to Ryan O'Halloran the other day, he said if for some reason Jalen Ramsey is on that thing, they're sprinting up to the podium, which is exactly what Jacksonville did. But backing it up, you know, it's funny. We talk about this all the time with the so-called draft experts, and we bounce it back and forth. And it's amazing how paralysis by analysis comes into play a lot of times with these guys. And Joey Bosa, who was considered a consensus 99.9 at the beginning of the draft process, to be one or two. And then all of a sudden, like you said, the sexier picks came along and all that kind of good stuff. Boy, the Chargers, I guess once the pecking order was decided that quarterback, they knew where they were going. They made that decision, and man, they just locked into Joey Bosa, and they weren't going in any other direction. I was surprised. But when you think about it, my friend, it goes all the way full circle that this guy was considered maybe the number one draft pick at the very beginning of the process. Chargers had absolutely no issue with going in that direction.
Well, I don't know how much they were wavering and how much they were waffling. I don't have any idea that they were locked, set in stone immediately as soon as both trades were consummated on Joey Bosa. I hadn't heard such. I was surprised. You know, and again, we talk about the draft gurus and the draft nicks and how they analyze this stuff. They not only analyze on the field and the red flags and try and get a glimpse into the process. A lot of times they go based on fit, you know, or what they perceive as fit.
Sure.
And for many of us, myself included, with the Chargers playing a very traditional 3-4, you look at Joey Bosa and you say, I don't know where he fits necessarily in a 3-4. You like Preston Buckner, who's a terrific player, and you look at him and say, boy, he fits a lot better in that 3-4. That'd be an area they'd possibly go. Once the issues with Laremy Tunsil became known to us, we understood why they didn't go there. The shocking thing about it for me, Jalen Ramsey, considered the best player on the board irrespective of position, and they didn't go in that direction. And then when you look at it, you said, well, maybe they'll trade and somebody will want to come up and get him. Well, I guess knowing what we do now, there was nobody that really wanted to come up and get him. So the Chargers sat tight. They took, as you said, the guy who at the very beginning of this process was universally considered the number one overall player on the board. As time moved along, he moved down to 3, 4, or 5 on the board. Well, the Chargers liked what they saw, decided that he's a fit in their 3-4, probably as a versatile type. He'll play some outside linebacker. He'll move inside. He'll do all kinds of things. big enough and athletic enough to do a bunch of different things. But they're very happy with their man. And then the Cowboys say, you know what? The last time we had real success on offense, we ran the ball half the time, only asked Tony Romo to throw it 29 times a game, and we ran a stud workhorse running back behind the best offensive line in football. We're going back to that formula. They had a home run hitter as well as a guy that can hit a lot of singles and doubles in Ezekiel Elliott. And while it's a surprise to many, it was a surprise to me as well. On the surface, wasn't crazy about it. But the more you think about it, the more maybe it makes some sense. We'll start there, move along to Jalen Ramsey, and continue our journey through the first round of the NFL draft. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, hopefully it'll work out for a lot of teams that way, but we'll see. Day one of the NFL draft is in the books, and Joe and I are talking about it here in the Attack. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, it was funny, Joe, leading up to the draft, the rumbling started to get louder about Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. And I just had the feeling myself going into draft day that if he was there, which there was no reason why he wouldn't be, that Jerry was going to pull the trigger on it because they think they got the next Emmitt Smith. And you mentioned 2014 and the fact that when they had their best success, it was DeMarco Murray, DeMarco Murray, Tony Romo, DeMarco Murray, DeMarco Murray. it allowed that Dallas offense, and particularly that Dallas offensive line, to do a lot of things. And they decided to go strength into strength rather than addressing need on defense. And frankly, I don't have a problem with it.
You know, I'm not crazy about the pick. I would have went Jalen Ramsey. He's the best player on the board, and it's an impact. He's a guy who's an elite player at a position of need for you and an impact position. So for me, I'm going Jalen Ramsey. I can't say I have a problem with it because I understand what you're doing here. Yes, Darren McFadden had a nice year behind perhaps the best offensive line in football, and their running game was good, but it wasn't the same as it was in 2014.
Right.
They added Alfred Morris from the Redskins. And again, another guy that can go between the tackles and pick up yards, but he doesn't have burst. And, you know, those two guys as a duo would be effective behind that Cowboys offensive line. I have a feeling even me at 46, I could relive some of my former glory getting behind that offensive line. There'd be holes big enough, and they'd keep moping long enough for me to get through some of them. That said, Ezekiel Elliott takes him to another place. This is a running back, first of all, that right off the bat will be on the field for all three downs because he's a factor in the passing game in a positive way, catching passes. He's tough enough, big enough, physical enough to run it up the middle, and he's every bit as good because he's fast and he can get on the edge. And the other thing, he's an incredible blocker already. And the only thing that ever keeps young running backs ultimately from getting on the field, well, if you're out there in passing situations, can you pick up the blitz? He can already do that. So you do now have your bell cow for as long as a young running back will last. And now you have two guys in McFadden and Morris behind him that can bring something. So I get it. I don't love it, but again, it's not something I hate because now the older Tony Romo has that coveted balance that's brought him his most success and brought the Cowboys offense their most success in recent vintage. They'll now be able to get back to running the ball, running it with commitment, and running it with difference-making success. We talked about how their running game statistically last year was pretty good. But with the eye test, it wasn't great. They didn't score right. A lot of touchdowns with it. It was good, and it was a testament to that offensive line, and Darren McFadden had a little more left than we thought. But it wasn't a difference-making running game. Now with Ezekiel Elliott leading that three-headed running back charge, along with everything else in place, it has again become a difference-making running game that will do what it did for the Cowboys on both sides of the ball in 2014. It made Tony Romo and that passing game great and efficient, and it made that defense, which had been awful, a heck of a lot better. The growth has continued there. They do need to, going forward, address some of the issues they have on defense due to suspensions and defections and lack of talent in certain areas. But some of those areas have depth in this draft, and they are areas that they can address. So while I don't love the move, and maybe I go in another direction and I look running back later, I get it. Time may prove that this was the right move for the Cowboys. And we'll find out as things roll along. Usually takes 2 or 3 years to grade a draft.
No question about it. Excuse me. No question about it. You know, the other aspect of it, Joe, and you know, you talked about day two and the ability to address need. You know, take it for what it is, draft guru, whatever. Kiper, on his best available on the boards, of the next dozen players with his best available, 11 of them are on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, as they sit in the war room, you never know how it's going to play out, but the depth in this draft was always on the defensive side. And I guess the Cowboys decided, look, we can get our guy and still address need going forward. I like it. I really do like it, actually.
Okay. You know who I liked it for the most? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah,
You do your New York Jets impression, and you sit there, and the best available player on the board falls to you at number 5. So what do? You immediately run the card up there, and, well, you take him. And it's also nice when the best player on the board happens to address one of your major needs. That's a home run. So just by doing nothing and having good fortune smile upon you, the Jacksonville Jaguars end up being one of the big winners of this NFL draft. They address need by getting the best player in the draft. They didn't have to trade up, down, or sideways to get him. They just sat there, took their man as soon as he became available, and instead of spending a whole bunch of money on a Josh Norman, they'll plug this guy right in for a fraction of the price. He's a heck of a lot younger, and they got their stud corner for the next 10 years. And the thing about Jalen Ramsey that makes him so great, hey, down the road, you know, all of a sudden he gets a little, you get a wealth of corners as things develop in the free agent and draft market. Here's a guy who can move inside to safety and be just as good. Or when he starts to get to the wrong side of 30 and he loses a step and he's no longer an elite corner, now you go become an elite safety. Or you see what team like Arizona does with Tyrann Mathieu and the different things he does. He's a corner sometimes, he's a safety sometimes. You'll be able to do a lot of the same things in coverage with Jalen Ramsey. So I love what the Jaguars did. And as dangerous as I thought they were before the draft, they just get a heck of a lot more dangerous after it. And they got Friday and Saturday to go in the NFL draft and the June 1st cuts and that wave of free agency. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win a lot of games next year. I promise you that, my friend.
Yeah, we've talked about it at length, and I couldn't agree more. But, you know, it was funny, though, sitting there and watching the telecasts and watching them nitpick Jalen Ramsey. Well, he doesn't make interceptions. Well, he has bad hands. Well, his instincts aren't good. Well, he didn't fall because the GMs who were making the decisions didn't see it that way. I mean, look, like we said, Bosa, full circle. Cowboys, they made the decision to go with the running back. It wasn't that they devalued Jalen Ramsey. They just made a decision as far as an organization and a philosophy to go back to what worked for them in 2014. Jalen Ramsey, I happen to agree. I think he's the best player in the draft. But, boy, were they nitpicking the hell out of him on ESPN. And
they
you
get
know,
paid group, to do, Bob.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And we talk about the familiarity. You end up looking for stuff and seeing stuff that wasn't necessarily there at the beginning of the process. But, again, by staying still like the Jets did, they hit an absolute home run. Home run.
All I'm going to tell you is this. You know, they said, oh, he didn't make interceptions. They didn't throw at him. You were hard-pressed to find film of the ball going in his direction.
Yeah.
Because he was so dominant. You know, there are a lot of guys I respect that do this. There are a lot of guys that do this Draftnik thing that I don't have a lot of interest in what they have to say. That said, Jalen Ramsey is a no-brainer for him. He's going to step right in. He's going to hit the ground running. Don't worry about it. I've got every confidence that that's the way that this goes down. So I love what Jacksonville did. You know, and we're kind of getting near the break here, but the next big story after that, the story hadn't come out, but it was a story within the draft already, was Laremy Tunsil's wild ride. You know, apparently his Instagram and Twitter and all his social media accounts get hacked. There's the old gas mask tweet, you know, and it's a video from a couple of years back. Then there's an Instagram post of his text where he asks the Ole Miss assistant athletic director for money to pay a utility bill for his mom. It was just a crazy, crazy day and ride for Laremy Tunsil, and a guy who was at one point considered the number one overall pick in the draft, mostly because of the team that owned that number one overall pick and their needs. But he was definitely considered a top 10 talent and probably considered the best left tackle in this draft. Well, all the stuff surrounds him. It gets out. And all of a sudden he drops to 13 and the Miami Dolphins swoop in. And I think it's a smart move by them as well from the standpoint of, Here's where you can take a top 10 talent, a top 5, top 10 type talent that slips to you. You're willing to take the risk here at 13, and it helps you address a need. Unfortunately, your only probable concern is it's very easy to find marijuana and ways to get in trouble in Miami. And you got to wonder if Laremy Tunsil's going to find them. That's the risk.
That's the decision. I mean, it ultimately is. And I unfortunately, we're getting up against the break. But the two players that I felt were going to slide, and it was no great, you know, discovery on my part, was him, because of what just happened with the trades before the draft. He was going to go down a few notches. And, of course, Miles Jack with the red flags medically. Once all the additional stuff came out, it wasn't a question of if Tunsil was going to slide. It was going to be how far. And, you know, one of the most telling things, Joe, as we get up against it, is the team that traded back up and was in position to pick him, Tennessee, passed on him.
Exactly right. On the other side, Brady and Alicia Quinn will join us next, and we're going to talk National Pet Month and the NFL Draft and the Road to Rio with both of them next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, waiting on Brady and Alicia Quinn. And, you know, Joe, it's to double back to the draft and while we wait. You know, Tunsil, he did something young and dumb, which, you know, he got high. And the video got posted. It's an old video, but it was still there for people to access, and supposedly he got hacked. What wasn't dumb was reaching out to somebody to try to pay his mom's electric bill. Now, it was dumb on the part of the person within the Ole Miss staff to give him the money, because that opens up a whole can of worms that the college is going to be dealing with, not something that the Dolphins were going to be dealing with. But but trying to get some cash to pay your mom's electric bill is not something I would hold against him as a character flaw.
I'll tell you the truth, Bob. Even the gas mask, see, it's me, and maybe I look at this a little differently. But, you know, they hack your social media accounts. It happens, and there's somebody out there with an axe to grind, and I have my suspicions as to who it is, and then we'll get into that in a second. But long and short of it, I'm not going to hold a two-year-old video
right
of a guy, or it's at least 2 years old. I think it was 2 years old. That was what I read. A two-year-old video of a guy getting high. Again, you know, we tell these kids all the time, you know, your employer all check everything that goes on in your social media. Don't put anything on film. We talk about these things all the time. That said, it's done. It was old. We all know he never failed a test at Ole Miss for marijuana. That's number one. And the stuff does stay in your system and linger. So a test with any sophistication is going to turn it up. Just ask Josh Gordon. Also, at the combine, where they don't have an incentive in having you pass the test. Their incentive is to get information. You know, Ole Miss, you could say, well, they made sure he passed the test. And that may well be the case. It may be one of the things that comes out at some point, as they've already received their letter of of inquiry, and they're under investigation for a whole bunch of things. I don't know how long Hugh Freeze is going to be there when that's all said and done, but that's a story for another day.
Beginning to discover how they were able to draw those athletes to Ole Miss.
Well, we'll find out anyway. That said, you know, you got an old video of a guy smoking weed. I don't know a 19-year-old kid that never tried weed. And for that matter, I don't know all that many of them that didn't like it. That said, it's old, didn't have a positive test at Ole Miss. More importantly, did not have a positive test at the combine. And like Bob Quinn, the general manager of the Detroit Lions, said, boy, if we took every kid off our board that was a red flag for pot, I don't know who we draft.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2016. There's an acceptance of pot that's just wasn't around 10, 20, 30 years ago. I understand. There's rules, there's things. I get all of that. You know, I'm not going to I wouldn't red flag this guy all that severely for having his account hacked and for a bunch of old stuff coming out. And by the way, taking money to pay mom's electric bill or utility bill. Number one, I get it. Mom's got to have the lights on, and it doesn't appear that stepdad, Lindsey Miller, is all that wonderful a guy. And also, that doesn't red flag you for the pros. You're asking for money. Once you get in the pros, you won't need any. But now let's switch gears, and let's talk NFL draft, Road to Rio, and National Pet Month with the Quinns, Brady and Alicia Quinn. Guys, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's great to have you both aboard this morning.
Joe and Bob, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. First of all, guys, and we'll let you hash this out, try not to talk over each other too much with a pair of phone lines, let's talk an awful lot about Purina and National Pet Month. I'm a dog owner. I have two schnauzers, so this hits close to home with me. Talk about National Pet Month by Purina and the Roll Over Hunger campaign.
Yeah, guys, so basically Alicia and I teamed up with Purina for National Pet Month to help Roll Over Hunger and helping us to feed shelter pets in need. So really what you need to do is you need to right now go to rolloverhunger.com, all right, and you need to look at our video and our PSA, and you'll see Alicia and I are explaining to our dogs how to roll over, at least attempt to roll over. But for every video or photo that you post on rolloverhunger.com of you or your dog attempting to roll over, Purina is going to donate $2 for every photo or video, up to $50,000 to help feed shelter pets in need. So definitely get on there, check out our video, see our dogs, Boston Bella as well.
Alicia, you know, Brady mentioned a couple of dogs. Is this a long-term thing for you? Did you have pets as a kid and it became a passion? Or is this something that you decided to embrace as an adult?
No, we've always been dog people growing up. We had an English bulldog, and then we had Yorkie, and now we have boxers. So pets hold a very special place in our hearts, and teaming up with Purina was something that we were really honored to be able to do and just help you know, spread awareness and get pets a little extra loving when they need it.
Brady, let's swing to the NFL draft here a little bit. And what I want to get your thoughts on, you went to college, played at a big program at Notre Dame, played in the NFL. You're now an analyst at the, you know, analyzing the college game for Fox. Let's talk a little bit about Laremy Tunsil. I don't know how much you know about the actual problems, but your thoughts on Young and Dumb, and do you think it was justified that he dropped down the draft boards the way he did, or do you think, kind of like I do, the realities of 2016 are these are young men that do some stupid things, somebody had an axe to grind, hacked his accounts, and it's going to have little impact on his ability to play in the NFL and his level of maturity and staying out of trouble?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think in the end, at that particular age, we're all pretty young and dumb, and things are going to happen that we would obviously wish we, you know, could go back and do over again. In this particular case, I don't think it would hurt his ability long-term to play. I definitely think it played a factor in teams being able to evaluate, you know, him as a player in that moment, because when you think about it, they're seeing these photos, they're seeing this stuff come out, they're not exactly sure what to do with it. Teams are investing millions of dollars, so they obviously want to make sure they have everything vetted. So I think the timing of when all this came out and how it came out is what was most alarming, and unfortunately played a factor in Laremy Tunsil not getting drafted sooner because he's a tremendous talent. I think when you look at him and Ronnie Stanley, you know, that's kind of 1A and 1B as far as the offensive tackles in this draft, and they're both going to have very long and successful careers. But, you know, again, he's not the first player in the NFL or even before the NFL to have ever smoked weed. So I think we're kind of getting too far ahead of ourselves. And I think we're, you know, concerned about it. Yeah, of course you should be. But at the same time, you know, it is a dumb mistake. I'm sure he regrets it. And it's more concerning how someone hacked his Twitter account and who has an axe to grind off him.
Truth. Brady, your knowledge of the game, your knowledge of the position, the big moves before the draft, what you've seen on film and what you've seen in person, long-term, with the price that was paid, will it be worth it for the two teams that traded up for these two quarterbacks?
I think so. I mean, look, there's a couple things you have to get over that I think people have preconceived notions of. That's one, you know, if you draft a quarterback 1 and 2 and you play him as a rookie, that it's going to save your job as a coach. That wasn't the case last year for Lovie Smith and Tampa, and that wasn't the case for Ken Whisenhunt as well. So it doesn't necessarily guarantee either Jeff Fisher or Doug Peterson the opportunity to retain their ability to be the coach in the long term. But when you look at their ability of both these players, I think they both have the skill set. It's just a matter of adapting to an NFL-style offense, which will be easier for Wentz than Goff, but also dealing with the defenses that they're seeing and all that, which, again, that'll be easier for Goff than Wentz in that case. But I'm just most curious to see, you know, how the situation plays out with Sam Bradford and Carson Wentz with his development compared to Jared Goff, who's going to be the guy. He's going to have a strong running game and a strong defense as well. So it's maybe a little bit better set up for Goff to come in right away and have the type of progress we saw from Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota last year.
Well, you know, Brady, yeah, and we're joined by Brady and Alicia Quinn here on the Spano and Black Attack. I want to talk about some of the other quarterbacks, and then I'll let Bob roll it to winners and losers, and we'll talk road to Rio before we let you guys out the door and keep you somewhat on schedule. Some of the other quarterbacks that are going to be drafted either today or even later on, who are some of the ones that you really like, and who are some of the ones that you think may end up disappointing and not meeting expectations amongst the guys like the Connor Cooks and the some of the others out there?
Yeah, I mean, well, Connor Cook's a guy I really like. I think when you look at his body of work, you look at the system that he comes from, he seems like it would be an easy transition for him into the NFL. Christian Hackenberg's been a player that I loved watching his tape his freshman year in offense with Bill O'Brien, who's now the head coach of Houston, Texas. But since then, he's kind of been in a tough system, and he kind of came out and made some comments about that. And as far as James Franklin's offense. But there's some validity to that. When you watch the tape, they're running balls in an A-man box. I mean, where he's got one-on-one coverage on the outside, that play should be throwing the ball on. So it's a little bit concerning there. But as far as, you know, how things are going to work out for other quarterbacks, the hardest part is, you know, if you're a guy like Cardale Jones or Dak Prescott, you get drafted into a later round, or you know, even Kevin Hogan or anyone else. There's just no development, so there's no time for some of these guys to get drafted in, you know, the fifth, sixth, seventh round to ever end up really making it. Like, the story of Tom Brady is so rare because there's just not any more time to develop these young quarterbacks. They get drafted in the scenario. Teams think, all right, we'll have them for, you know, a few years, and we'll kind of see how they progress. But unfortunately, they don't get any reps in practice. It's kind of all stuff on their own. It's all scouting stuff where they're throwing that stuff on cards. It's not really running the operations of an offense. So it doesn't help them build anymore as a quarterback. That's the most concerning thing. I think a lot of these kids have ability. Otherwise, when we're talking about in the first place. And by the way, another kid to look out for, as far as who has a lot of upside, is Vernon Adams. Get out of Oregon, originally Eastern Washington. He's another one I'd say, if he gets in the right system, the right fit, there could be an opportunity for him to be a special player as well. But again, it all depends on the situation and fit.
Alicia, we've only got about 90 seconds, but a little bit of road to Rio here as we go out the door. Optimistic about the gymnastics team chances, and do you have any concerns about what's going on down in Rio as far as, you know, Zika and sewage and all the other things that it seems as if they're dealing with down there that have to be of concern to athletes?
100% it is. I know a lot of the female athletes that are older and more towards the childbearing age are really concerned about Zika, and that's not something the gymnastics team is typically worried about since they're on the younger side, but they are looking pretty good. The girls have been training really hard, and they're just trying to put their best foot forward and get another team victory for USA. Their concerns don't need to really be about the health concerns, so they can relax and just focus on the sport. So it'll be a great Olympics for them. I'm interested to see how everything pans out, and hopefully everybody has a safe and healthy competition there.
Guys, thanks so much for a few minutes. We really do appreciate it. We love the insight into the road to Rio, 98 days away from the opening ceremonies. Brady, great insight on the NFL draft. And we love the work you're doing with Purina to celebrate National Pet Month. We thank you for a few minutes. Look forward to talking to you both again down the line. You have a great day now.
Thank you, guys. Make sure to go to rolloverhunger.com.
Thanks so much for a few. We'll do it again soon. That was Brady and Alicia Quinn joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Great insight, Bob. There are a couple of other areas we would like to have gone, but time was short, so we had to let him go. But we got great insight onto the quarterbacks. His thoughts on Laremy Tunsil and that whole situation. And on the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one, look ahead to hour two. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY in this last little segment here. I want to drop into round two a little bit and talk about some of the guys who are there that have slid a little. There have been some concerns, mostly medical. But, you know, of course, Miles Jack pops right to the top of the list. I mean, this is a guy that quite possibly would have been the best overall player in the draft. All apologies to Jalen Ramsey. But the question has been answered about his knee. It's going to be a problem. It already is a problem. Microfracture surgery is probably in the offing. The teams just weren't going to take a chance, not with round one money. Now, how quickly does he go in round two remains to be seen, because the level of defensive talent, as I said in the first hour, is pretty extraordinary. Guys like Ashawn Robinson and Jaron Reed. Another guy with a red flag on him now because of a medical thing is Reggie Ragland. And here's a guy that has an enlarged aorta. And it's something he dealt with in college. The doctors themselves are not worried about it, but it is there and it is an issue. And he fell because of that, because a lot of teams had him going in the first round and he slid a little bit past there. You know, and then you start looking at some of the other depth guys like Emmanuel Ogbah and Jihad Ward. I mean, these are first rate guys that are going to come off the board fast. And another character, dude, Noah Spence. Boy can flat out play, but they don't know what's going to happen once he gets a check with a bunch of zeros on the back end of it. And that's what they're concerned about. So plenty of stuff to pay attention to tonight. More discussion for us in hour two. That's going to wrap it for hour one. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
In Orange County, California,
I immediately disperse, which means to break up this assembly.
Violent protests erupt outside a massive Donald Trump rally in Costa Mesa. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
20 people are arrested after thousands of protesters descend on a Donald Trump rally in Orange County, California. The protesters jumped on police cars and knocked out windows. At least one Trump supporter was punched in the face and bloodied. He had to be taken to the hospital. Inside the arena, Trump started the rally by bringing out families of those killed by illegal immigrants.
These are unbelievable people. I don't even know how they take it. These are great, unbelievable people. We have to stop it. And, you know, their lives are so important.
That's USA's national correspondent Joe Gomez reporting. And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
White House hopeful Ted Cruz says John Boehner allowed his inner Trump to come out when the former House Speaker made stinging comments about the Texas senator. He spoke at Stanford University, calling Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh and one other offensive term. Investigators looking into suspicious white powder sent to Trump Tower in Manhattan.
Police say a Trump staffer opened a letter addressed to Donald Trump in the fifth floor mailroom last night inside Trump Tower. It contained white powder. Tests done show the powder was harmless, but further tests will reveal what exactly it is. Now, the Republican presidential candidate's family has been a target before. Trump's son had powder and a threatening letter sent to him in the mail last month, and Trump's sister was sent a threatening letter as well.
Scott Pringle reporting from New York this morning. Trying to work when you've had too little sleep is like trying to drive when you've had too much to drink. A recent study finding about one-third of Americans are so sleep-deprived that they're often functioning as though they've been doing vodka shots at their desks. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on-air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Wall Street plunges as the government issues a poor report on the U.S. economy. The Dow falling 211 points. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The durability of the U.S. economy is the envy of the world.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest discussing the GDP number that was only 0.5% for the first 3 months of 2016, the worst performance of the U.S. economy in 2 years, and suggesting the economy is again slowing down. However, Earnest blames Republicans, saying they could have done more by approving some programs that would help rebuild America's infrastructure.
There is more that could be done that would strengthen our economy, expand economic opportunity for the middle class.
Earnest saying infrastructure improvements create jobs. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now, police say the man who walked into a Baltimore TV station claiming to have a bomb didn't actually have one. A spokesperson saying the 25-year-old suspect in the hospital, but expected to survive after officers shot him as he left the building yesterday. Vice President Joe Biden asked for the Pope's help as the White House sets out on a so-called moonshot campaign to cure cancer. Biden's scheduled to speak at the Vatican Conference on Regenerative Medicine. He'll ask other government officials and foreign drug companies to join the U.S. in speeding up development of new ways to treat cancer. And Massachusetts taking steps to raise the minimum age for buying tobacco products. The state Senate voting to ban tobacco sales to people younger than 21. This now goes to the Massachusetts House. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We love our affiliates. They love us right back. But it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways that you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the platforms, the sites, everywhere you can go. Joe knows all about it, and he loves to talk to you about it.
I absolutely do, Bob, and there's a number of ways to get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. As you said, it's platforms, it's websites, it's all kinds of things. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. But when you go to our homepage, there's also a wealth of archived interviews. They're separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. All that and more is at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a handful you haven't thought of yet, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC. You could even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That is iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing as it relates to the app versatility, the wealth of on-demand content, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel, another great app, it's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
No question about it. It's a relationship we've been a part of for a long time, thanks to the Jefe Ron Barr. We hope to continue it long, long, long into the future. Thank you very much for your service.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, quick setting of the table for hour number two, and then we'll kick things off in a major way, continuing our journey through the 2016 NFL Draft Day 1, right after this very short timeout.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now.
1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Boy, we got a big second hour in front of us as we continue along with the NFL draft. Great stuff all the way along, my friend, and plenty of stuff to get into after round one.
You are absolutely right. Today should be a very, very exciting day as well. And, you know, we do have a big hour two here on tap. You and I will continue our journey through the NFL draft most of the way through with the two of us. Then at 40 after this hour, Emory Hunt, footballgameplan.com. I've had him on once before, Bob. You weren't around the day that he was on. I think you'll like Emory. Some very unique insight into the NFL draft. And he's got some real expertise on some of these small college players that are going to come off the board today on Friday. And he's seen them more than a lot of guys. Also has some very unique opinions. You know, we were talking the last time around about Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, you know, you look at the tape, and I don't exactly know what everybody fell in love with. He says, you look at the tape and you look at a lot of other things. I got him as a fourth-round pick. And, you know, it's funny. You haven't heard a lot of that. There are a couple of other guys, you know, I do a lot of this, and I talk to a lot of guys. He wasn't completely alone while in the minority.
Right.
Not completely alone. He's got some real cool insight. I think you'll enjoy Emory Hunt. We'll talk to him at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Not only looking back at what we saw last night, but taking a look ahead to what we may see today.
Fair enough. And plenty to talk about. We left off basically with the Jaguars and their steal in their position. And again, we were fortunate in many ways to teams were fortunate in many ways, I should say, to have players fall into their laps that perhaps they didn't think were going to be there. But again, to reference it to Laramie Tunsil, the Baltimore Ravens go offensive tackle, but they pass on the guy that was the consensus best tackle in the draft, and they go with Ronnie Stanley out of Notre Dame.
Well, you know, Bob, you say that, but as this was starting to unfold, it was getting closer and closer as far as Ronnie Stanley versus Laramie Tunsil. Obviously, the Ravens had it in their mind they were going OT. Once, you know, they were going offensive left tackle. Once everything came out on Laramie Tunsil, their decision got real easy, and
yes,
they drafted Ronnie, and they grabbed Ronnie Stanley, who, great feet, great ability, great athleticism, great production. If there's a knock on him, He's not the toughest. He's not the toughest offensive lineman in the world. Not a great run blocker. Sometimes you don't ask your left tackle to do that much of that. And there are those out there that question his love of football. They say he likes what football brings him, but he doesn't necessarily love being a football player. Not always what you want in an offensive lineman who a lot of times those guys have to be big, nasty, and ugly. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, with this many picks left in the first round, we cannot isolate every one of these picks.
No,
we'd have to be
not.
Here for 3 days. But at number seven, I love this pick. Talk about a guy dropping to a great fit. Great down lineman, ideal 3-4 defensive lineman, DeForest Buckner, dropping to San Francisco at number seven. Love this pick. Great spot. They didn't have to do a thing. This was brilliant by them. Everything fell to them right, much like it did for the Jaguars at number five. You got to love it. Nothing to complain about. Good job by Trent Baalke.
Yeah, no question about it. And Baalke, and we'll combine it here, you know, getting their guard because they need help along the offensive line as well. Joshua Garnett out of Stanford. So I thought they had a very good first day.
Well, I like number seven. I wasn't crazy at the pick at the bottom to trade back into the first round. Garnett's a guy a lot of people thought you could get you could get tomorrow, or today, I should say, in the second round. So you gave up something to get into the first round to take a guy that might have been sitting there waiting for you. And there was some that questioned his toughness. You know, I saw a lot of mixed bag reviews on him. So while I love what they did at seven, I'm not crazy about moving back into the first round for the guard with some questions. So I'll give them a mixed bag grade.
Well, you know, the reason why I say that, though, Joe, because we've had this conversation many times. Sometimes you got a guy that you like. You don't care whether or not anybody else likes them. You're not going to take the risk that you're going to lose them. They made their move. I understand it.
I understand it. Again, I don't like it because I'm not in love with – number one, I'm not in love with the prospect. If you're not tough and you're a guard, man, you're in trouble. So I don't like the choice of guy, and I don't like moving up for him even more. I get what you're saying. It's a mixed bag for me. Yes, they addressed two needs. I thought one of them worked out brilliantly for him. I have my questions on the other. As you kind of move along, and I want to hit Tennessee real quick. I like the fact that they moved up into the top 10. And by the way, brilliant move by Cleveland, accumulating picks. They've done a great job of accumulating picks. Now, if they can just pick the right guys 3 years from now, they'll have a stacked roster. Bad fortune for the Titans in many ways. You know, when you're inside the top 10, I don't think you're in a position to take the risk. And when they move up to eight, it looked like, in my mind, they didn't want any part of Laremy Tunsil.
Right.
They settle on a Jack Conklin. Again, I like Conklin, but he's more classic right tackle than me. They already have a right tackle on the roster in Taylor Lewan. So the problem for them is, they wanted to move Lewan out of left tackle and over to right tackle where they think he's a better fit. Conklin won't allow them to do that. So while they're in the process of developing their offensive line, I think they're in a situation where they have two right tackles, no left tackles, and that could hurt them. So from that standpoint, I'm not crazy about Jack Conklin at eight. I might have just sat tight, stayed where I am, or jumped ahead of Miami and taken Tunsil. But, you know, who am I to say? Some people handle the marijuana situation and all the stuff surrounding Tunsil differently. I would much rather have Laremy Tunsil than Jack Conklin, who's a nice player, but he just doesn't fit what I'm looking for based on what I have.
Yeah, well, obviously they're going to plug him in at left tackle. I'm not so
no,
sure.
No. Luan stays at left tackle. Conklin's going to go on the right side.
Right, Luan will stay at left tackle. You know, again, they got to hope he evolves. Because their red flags on Laremy Tunsil were enough where when they were in position to grab him, they still decided not to. So, you know, like you said, everybody deals with it different than everybody else, but they were not comfortable in going in that direction.
And then, you know, you kind of move to number nine, Bears trade up. They paid the standard price to trade up, but they traded up for a player I don't like. Again, all the measurables in the world, not all the production in the world. You know, this. You know what this sounds like to me?
Mike Mamula.
Mamula. Some of our audience is too old for that. You know, that's the one everybody uses. I'll give you a more modern version of it. They also play the same position. Martavius Wingo. That's who it sounds like to me. All the athleticism in the world, looks like Tarzan, looks great in a pair of compression shorts, plays like Jane. And Bears, in many ways, I think they did themselves a disservice because I think they grabbed a bust. I think they did the Giants a favor because they jumped in front of the Giants because the Giants were in love with this guy. The Giants get jumped in front of, and as usual, Jerry Reese gets outflanked in the NFL draft because the guy he wanted, he didn't get. They settled for Eli Apple. Sound move. You can never have enough corners. Now they have enough. Big corner will be a factor in run defense. Certainly a factor in the passing game. Good sound pick for the Giants. Not sexy. Doesn't address some of their most pressing needs. But I think in many ways, Jerry Reese's inability in getting outflanked by the Chicago Bears did him a favor because it saved them from drafting a bust.
Yep, that's entirely possible. Maybe it ends up working out that way. We'll see. But I also think it goes back to what we were talking about and the fact that a lot of depth on the defensive side in round two, and they're picking high.
Okay.
They can address linebacker need or additional defensive line if they decide to go in that direction.
Well, no, the whole point I'm making is the guy they wanted.
I know.
Bears traded up specifically to get, and there was word out there that the Giants were trying to trade up to make sure that they didn't lose him. And they just got outflanked. You know, Jerry Reese getting outsmarted again. And, you know, but good fortune, I think, in my mind, smiles upon the Giants in that Jerry Reese didn't get what he wants.
Yeah, entirely possible.
We'll pick it up there on the other side and kind of pick up the pace as we journey through round one and look ahead to rounds two and three in the NFL draft. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, having fun today after round one of the NFL draft and bouncing it around, my friend. We enjoy the heck out of this.
We sure do, and man, there was a lot of drama yesterday and great intrigue. Let's fly down this draft board here. At number 11, Buccaneers take Vernon Hargreaves. Good
great
player.
Pick.
Starts right away. Big knock on him and why the Giants liked Eli Apple better. Smaller corner than right. Hargreaves. Eli Apple's a bigger guy. And there he'd have Janoris Jenkins, who's a smaller corner. So, like the fit for the Buccaneers. Good, solid, sensible pick. Saints made a great move. You need a defensive tackle. They got one, and he's a good one.
Yeah, he is.
And, I mean, there's depth all over, you know, the defense, especially in the – it is depth all over this draft with defense. But that's a good sound pick. They needed to address it. And again,
well, they
Laramie
need
Tunsil,
everything, man.
Yeah. Laramie Tunsil, and, you know, we've talked a lot about the issues. Me? Pot's not a red flag. It's a red flag, but it's not. So, to me, the Dolphins hit a home run. You know, for once, Mike Tannenbaum doesn't do something stupid.
Yeah.
Sits there, he takes the guy. You know, I mean, I guess the cautionary tale, and I always love this because people say, well, you know, it's South Beach. You know, you can get in trouble. You can get, trust me, you can get in trouble anywhere. I promise you. You can get in trouble anywhere. You tell me a city in this country where you can't find weed, if that's his problem. You know. But again, so I think you got probably the best left tackle in the draft and a top five player and a top five talent. And you got him at 13, which is where you can start to take those risks. Very sound move in my mind.
Yeah, but you know it. And again, you're 100% right. And the South Beach argument out the window because it doesn't matter where you are. Our biggest thing, and we talk about this all the time, any of these kids, I'll take it back to Pac-Man and Jones. It's what they do once they get the zeros in the bank account. That's really what it comes down to. You know, very few of these kids go into the NFL draft secure with their station in life other than Johnny Manziel. And you know, here is a guy that, you know, his family has struggled. As you said, stepdad not doing the right thing and, you know, tried to get money for his mom. Got some. That's going to be another price to be paid. You know, and smoked some weed. That doesn't make him Al Capone. And so talent-wise, Dolphins got it right. Whether the kid has judgment or not, well, there's a bunch of other guys in this draft that we're going to be having conversations about who don't have judgment as well somewhere down the line once the first check hits the bank account. So let's see how it plays out.
Well said. Move along, move through, and, you know, let's start. I guess we got a really rapid fire here. The Raiders, like the player, I thought this was a reach. Everything I heard is because of the knee injury, he was more of a second-round guy.
Right.
Raiders address an obvious need. Everybody loves this guy. Thinks he's a supreme talent, and he addresses need, and he's a terrific player. But all indications for me were this was early second-round guy. So I don't know. You know, I think it makes sense based on what he's going to do as a pro in my mind and the need aspect. I did think it was a reach here.
You know, it was funny, Joe. I actually thought they were going to go Miles Jack there. And just make it a complete insolvable defense. They weighed one knee against the other and decided they could deal with one and not the other.
I think it's a great point. Well said. You know, that really, I guess that really says it all in a nutshell. The Browns traded down to 15th. We love 15. We love what they did as far as acquiring picks, and they've been masterful. I don't know that Corey Coleman as a wide receiver is the answer. They needed a wide receiver. Well, they need everything. Whatever position they drafted, short a kicker or punter would have been fine because they need everything. Baylor wide receivers don't seem to pan out because they don't run any patterns.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to watch.
He's
Lions
fast.
Need an offensive tackle. Yep, he's that. Lions needed an offensive tackle and got one, and got a good one. So I like that. And talk about a reach, the Falcons.
Yeah.
Keanu Neal's a good player, and he's Dan Quinn's new Cam Chancellor.
Yeah.
But this was another guy that I think everybody saw going much lower. Sometimes, as you say, go get your man, but sometimes I think you got to appreciate trying to get value, and I think they reached here.
It's funny you took the word right out of you took the word right out of my mouth. Value was what I was thinking when they made the pick, and I was scratching my head on this one.
Well, I'll give you one I do love. Ryan Kelly going to the Colts.
Yeah, me too.
Andrew Luck looked like he was in a car accident last year. I mean, you look at those injuries. Those are injuries that don't normally occur on a football field. They occur in a car accident. Well, they needed to get him help on the offensive line. They got it. Ryan Kelly is going to be a cornerstone of that offensive line for 10 years.
Yep, no question about it. Shaq Lawson going to the Bills. It fits. I mean, you know, goodbye Mario Williams and hello Shaq Lawson.
See, a lot of people said that I hated this pick for the Bills because I don't think he fits. I don't see where does he play in a 3-4 defense? Answer me that. The guy's a 4-3 defensive end. I understand Rex's affinity for the Clemson program because his son went there, but I don't see where this guy fits. You know, sometimes you got to take guys that fit what you do. Well, Mario Williams didn't fit there very well. This is a guy who puts his hand on the ground, goes up, gets after the quarterback. Now all of a sudden he's going to have to play outside linebacker and drop back in coverage. I hate this pick for the Bills.
Well, I guess he's seeing it as the athleticism is there for him to do this. He was around the program so much that it had to sway his judgment as far as it. I'm not saying I loved it, but all I said was goodbye Mario Williams and hello Shaq Lawson. They brought him in. We'll see if it works.
I hate the pick. It's good value, but I hate the pick. I don't think it fits what they do. The Jets got speed at the linebacker core. They needed a speedy linebacker. They got one. The Arizona Cardinals played the same defense that the Jets do. It was the Todd Bowles defense. Well, guess what? You got your Deion Buchanan.
Yep.
And Darren Lee. Then you see the runner on wide receivers. The Texans needed to get one. They moved up a spot to make sure they got their man, where they added speed. Don't know if they added the right guy, but they added speed. Will Fuller, Josh Doxson goes to the Redskins, who take the best available player. Obviously not a need for them. And then the Vikings, North Turner gets his Michael Irvin / Vincent Jackson and Laquon Treadwell. That passing offense just got a heck of a lot better in Minnesota, and that's a pick I love.
You know, it was interesting, though, with this pick, Joe, and we saw three wide receivers go before that. For the guy that a lot of people felt was the consensus best receiver, three GMs decided he wasn't and passed on him.
Okay. Hey, Bob, he's slow. Plain English is he doesn't run fast. But look at where Minnesota is. They didn't move. They needed a receiver. And he drops to them. And also realize the offensive coordinator that's there. He's taken these big, not necessarily stopwatch fast guys, and he's done special things with them. Michael Irvin didn't light up a stopwatch, did he?
Right. Hey, look, I agree.
Big guy had great success. No, Vincent Jackson in San Diego. Big guy didn't necessarily light up a stopwatch. Great success. They run play action fakes to Adrian Peterson, pull the ball out. There's going to be Laquon Treadwell running down the field. He's one of these slow guys that just gets behind everybody. So I think this is a brilliant move to help that offense for the Minnesota Vikings.
Look, I happen to think he's the best one in the first round by far, but, you know, we'll see. They're weighing speed against...
I didn't necessarily say that. What I said was he's the best fit for what they want to do.
Yeah, no, I get it. I am saying it. I think he's the best one in there.
Let's kind of rifle through the rest of the first round. Bengals are going to need a corner, and they got a good one, William Jackson III out of Houston. Versatile corner, playmaker. I love this kid. I like him better than a lot. I like him a lot. I think he's going to be your number two corner for 10 years without a doubt.
Yep.
Steelers get a corner, desperate need. Yeah.
Yep, same deal. You know, look, it's need. They went for it. He's a big-time athlete.
Well, you know, it was need, big-time player. Solid pick. Nothing exciting. Broncos got their quarterback of the future, and it only cost them an extra third round to move up to make sure they got him. I knew Seattle would trade out of this spot. Talked about it yesterday at great length. They get Paxton Lynch. All right, so none of these other quarterbacks are showing up in Denver. This is their quarterback of the future. How long they're going to take to groom him remains to be seen.
Well, you know, can he supplant Sanchez? Yeah. by more than likely about halfway through the year. You know, the thing about it, and I was seeing some of the Denver stuff, Elway liked him the best of all the quarterbacks. They had him rated higher than everybody.
You got your man, paid your price, stuck to your board. There'll be no Colin Kaepernick. There'll be no Sam Bradford. There'll be no nobody. Nope. It's going to be Mark Sanchez will probably maybe if they can get Brian Hoyer at the right price, they start a quarterback competition between those two, and they let this kid sit and develop for a while. We'll see. There's a lot of work to be done to develop him, but he's a terrific player. I think the Packers did a sound job. I think despite some of the bad grades on the Panthers, they love big uglies in the middle. Get pass rush and get pressure up the middle. Vernon Butler's a terrific player. The one I like at all of these, Robert Kendiche, going to the Cardinals. That program will smooth out the rough edges with Robert Kendiche. And if they get out of him the potential that he has, this is a difference maker on the defensive line. Bruce Arians, Steve Keim, those players, it's a program. This is a home run for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he walks into that locker room, they will get his attention.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Emory Hunt, footballgameplan.com. We'll get his thoughts on a lot of the doings in the first round, and we'll look ahead to the second and third round of the NFL draft with him next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Emery Hunt from footballgameplan.com. Speaks his mind, knows his stuff, and we're happy to have him on this morning. Good morning, Emery. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Certainly an exciting first day in the NFL draft. We knew what was going to happen at 1 and 2 with the quarterbacks, but from then on, it turned into a fun, eventful day.
So absolutely. It's always unpredictable, which is what really makes the NFL draft fun, a fun watch for TV, but also the enthusiasm you see amongst other analysts and writers and reporters, because a lot of it is really unknown.
You know, I think you make a great point there about the unknown. And one of the themes that we've talked about throughout this show is some teams taking guys that maybe aren't the best fit for what they do but seem to be very good values. And I want to get your thoughts on a bunch of these, and I'll kind of lump them together. Number one, Joey Bosa at 3 going to the Chargers. I don't know how well he fits what they do defensively, and I'll give you a chance to break that down. Number 19, Shaq Lawson going to Buffalo. I understand Rex's affinity for Clemson players and his closeness to the program, but I don't know what Shaq Lawson's going to do in that Rex Ryan defense. So weigh in on a couple of those and how strange a fit they might be and how it'll all work out.
I think Bosa going to San Diego is a great fit because they already have one very good defensive lineman in that 3-4 defense in Corey Legit. On the other side, they have Darius Ceylon, and he's a good player, but more of a depth guy. They bring in Brandon Mebane as a nose tackle. So now you have a guy in Bosa who's a power rusher. He's more along the lines of a Cameron Jordan that plays for the New Orleans Saints. So you get a very good five technique that can also rush the passer, which only frees up opportunity for Jeremy Adichie, the outside linebacker, Melvin Ingram, Kyle Emanuel, a guy they drafted last year. So they're going to be able to bring a lot more pressure off the edge because of the fact that Bosa is there. And he's one of the premier players in this draft, so I love the fit in San Diego. Now, when you look at Buffalo, I mean, they lose Mario Williams and only replace him with a guy, Jarius Wynn, who was on the roster last year. They still have Hake Nimkampali, who was injured a lot last season. But they needed a defensive lineman. And when you look at Shaq Lawson, he's probably, according to a lot of defensive line coaches, the premier pass rusher in this draft class. And I like him a lot as a player. I think it's a good fit. Obviously, Buffalo could have went an assortment of ways. They could have went linebacker. They could have went outside linebacker. Instead, they go defensive line, which I think you team up a guy like Lawson with Jerry Hughes, and you have to like their chances moving forward.
Emery, I want to go back to the top of the draft. Everybody knows the price that was paid to get into positions 1 and 2. The quarterbacks involved, I want your opinion on them and whether or not you see success for these guys going forward, considering the price that had to be paid.
You know, that's a great question, and I like the way you framed it, because that's the biggest thing. Are these players that good? And to me, I don't think so, because you look at, let's say, Jared Goff, solid skill set, and you can see things on film where you can say, okay, I see why guys may like him in the first round. I had a third-round grade on him. To me, the Rams traded all those picks to draft Sam Bradford all over again, because if everything is perfect for Goff, of course he can make every throw on the football field, but his issue is dealing with pressure. And when you see a guy like Goff that tends to throw off his back foot or not be as accurate when pressured and doesn't know how to really get out of harm's way, he's going to end up taking a lot of sacks. And I don't think he has the strongest of arms in the short to intermediate area. He has a lot of velocity. But in the NFL, that reaction time is a lot quicker. And you're going to see a guy that's going to have some issues driving the football downfield because he doesn't have the strong arm. And if you pressure him, like we've seen with Sam Bradford, you're going to see a guy that's going to have a lot of incompletions, a guy that's going to take a lot of sacks. As far as Carson Wentz is concerned, to be honest, and people think you're knocking the kid, but you're not knocking the kid, you're knocking his film. There's nothing of note on his film that says number 2 overall pick, and that's a tough sell. to Philadelphia, because you mean to tell me you're going to trade all these picks, get a guy at number two, only to say that he's not ready to play? That's tough to sell. And when you look at Wentz, quite honestly, when you the reaction time I talked about, that's the biggest jump you're going to see from the college level to the NFL. For Wentz, is even bigger because of going from the FCS to the NFL. You saw him struggle a bit at the Senior Bowl, and contrary to popular belief, he didn't have a good week. He was maybe the third or fourth best quarterback there in attendance. He didn't embarrass himself, which is people expected him to do that, but he's a good player, so he wouldn't have done that, but he did stand out like people were making him out to be. And I think going to the NFL, I see a guy like Blake Bortles that's going to throw a ton of interceptions. I think his anticipation isn't where it needs to be, and because of that, he's going to be late and the ball will be poorly placed, and those passes will get picked off at the NFL level.
Those are the dulcet tones of Emory Hunt from footballgameplan.com joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I want to talk about maybe your draft board and how some of these things set up and how they played out, because there are a couple of surprises in here for me. Now, I looked at what the Raiders did. Now, everybody, and I think you're included, you love the film on Carl Joseph. I think we all know this kid's going to play and be terrific on the NFL level, or we have a reasonable deal of confidence that that's the case. But I had heard a lot of red flags on the knee, and I thought most people had him as an early second-day selection. Looks to me like a little bit of a reach by the Raiders. Want to get your thoughts on Carl Joseph, number one, and also Keanu Neal with the Falcons. I know Dan Quinn thinks he got his Cam Chancellor, but did he also reach?
That's a great question as well, and I think I would have felt more comfortable with Joseph as opposed to Neal. But for Joseph, the Raiders had some needs in the secondary at safety, and they've done a good job in stockpiling talent the last 2 to 3 years. So I think you get a guy in Joseph, if he's healthy, will start from day one and will be a very good player next to Reggie Nelson and a guy they have already on the roster and Tevin McDonald. So I understand that pick. If it were me, I would have went receiver once again because I want all of the touchdown makers. If I'm building the offense and you got a young quarterback in Derek Carr, you had a chance to grab Laquan Treadwell to team him up with Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. Now you're talking about a team that's very tough to defend offensively. But I understand the pick of Joseph because he's a tremendous player. Now, as far as Neal is concerned, to me, you know, I like Neal. I don't know if I like him as a first-round pick because, to me, he's no different than a guy he drafted before in William Moore, and I like William Moore. So I understand they wanted to get someone that's more of a thumper. They have Kamal Ishmael, who's a guy that's a strong safety but has ball skill. So maybe they want to get a little bit more creative in their nickel looks and taking a guy like Philip Wheeler off the field and keeping a third safety there in the box to help still be sound versus the run. So I understand the scheme fit, but the player himself, when you look at Atlanta's offensive line, more in particular the guard position, I think a Cody Whitehair would have been fine in the first round more so than a Keanu Neal. But I understand the scheme fit. I just don't know if I would have taken him in the first round.
Well, you know, I the world always goes back to Dallas at one point or another, and I'm going to take you there. I look at the depth on the defensive side of the ball in this draft and how many different players are available in round two, quality players. It makes me understand more Ezekiel Elliott going in that position. I don't have any problem with this because their success back in 2014 revolved around a big back behind a big line who got big things done. I understand why Jerry went in this direction. I like the pick a whole lot, and I think they can acquire the needs that they have on the other side of the ball later on in the draft. What say you?
I totally agree with you. I thought this was a slam dunk, no-brainer pick. I've been calling for Dallas to draft Ezekiel Elliott since November. I put out a midseason mock draft, and everyone laughed at me, said, oh, they have Darren McFadden, who's doing really well this year. I was like, listen, if the Cowboys are able to get Ezekiel Elliott in the draft by some way, shape, or form, they may have the next 2,000-yard rusher in their backfield, because the yards that Murray got were great, 1,800. But you look at Ezekiel Elliott, he doesn't take a lot of contact. He knows how to avoid hits. But he's liable to get 2,100 yards almost dealing in the same situation behind that offensive line. So I agree with you. They got the best pick offensively in the draft. And when you look at the second round, you still have guys like Noah Spence on the board, Kevin Dodd on the board. So there's talent that they can grab at defensive end to help out their defense. And, you know, a lot of people were asking whether or not they should have taken Ramsey as opposed to Elliott, and that's a good debate to have. But when you look at it, can you score or can you take the ball away? And Ramsey, he does have good ball skills, but he drops way too many interceptions. And we've seen this before where a guy may drop a play, drop an interception on one play, and then the following play is a touchdown that ends up beating you. So when you have the opportunity to make plays, you have to make them. And I think that was probably going into the logic of, okay, we can go with the sure touchdown maker in Elliott.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, so we're probably going to get two questions in. I'll ask one, we'll let Bob ask the other, and then we'll kind of wrap this up. Number one, we talked about the receivers a couple of questions back, and we had the run on the receivers. The order was a little different than we expected. Real quick, your thoughts on these receivers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and who fits best where, and then we'll let Bob take you home with a question about looking ahead to tonight.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I have these guys rated differently, but I love the fit for each one. So I think they landed in ideal spots. Corey Coleman landed in an ideal spot with RG3, who's very good intermediate to deep down the field, and that's Corey Coleman's game, although he doesn't have to go deep downfield to have success. Will Fuller would complement DeAndre Hopkins extremely well. So now you have a very stout three-receiver set with Fuller, Hopkins, and also Jalen Strong, a guy they drafted last year. Washington added even more explosiveness with Josh Doctson, the team up with Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Now you really can stretch every quadrant of the field, so I like that pick there. And Laquon Treadwell, to me, was the best receiver in his draft class, and he's going to be 2 years removed from that gruesome leg injury, and the Vikings got themselves a guy that they can rely on as their number one, and it slides the other receivers into more natural roles, like a Stephon Diggs, who could be a solid number two. Kadarius Patterson working well in the slot. Get him the football short, and he can take it the distance. And they also have a guy from Arkansas, Jarius Wright. So now you have four explosive talents. I think if healthy and if they utilize these guys properly, all receivers that were taken in the first round should have a lot of success as rookies.
About 90 seconds or less, my friend. Defense, depth, second round. Do you see it going, we're going to grab our guy and stay pat? Or do you see movement at the beginning of the day later on?
I think you're going to see some movement, but I do think at the end of the day, all in all, guys will get their man, so to speak. So I think you're going to see an even better second round because there's still a ton of talent on the board.
Yeah, spotlight in about 15 seconds some of the best looking of that talent before we let you go.
You know, you look at the tight end position, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper out of Stanford. You also look at some receivers like Tyler Boyd, and Braxton Miller defensively, Noah Spence, Miles Jack is still on the board. You also look at a guy that's at cornerback in McKenzie Alexander, I think will be a tremendous find as a rookie.
Emery, we appreciate
it. I think you said it all.
Yep. You put it right there. A lot of depth on that side of the ball. It's going to be a fun weekend all the way around, and we'll get you back on down the line to discuss it and who you thought won and who you thought lost. We appreciate the couple minutes.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate you guys.
Emery Hunt from footballgameplan.com. Terrific stuff, Joe.
Yeah, sure was, Bob. He's got great insight and some unique takes on it, Bob. And on the other side, we'll tie a bow around it for the week here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. But, you know, we're looking at it here, and Gil Brandt, who we respect a whole lot, he's got his best left and the nine gems left. Miles Jack, A'shaun Robinson, Kevin Dodd out of Clemson, Reggie Ragland, as I mentioned, with the aorta. And, you know, list goes down a little further, but there is plenty of talent left in that direction. Jason Springs out of Indiana, an offensive tackle. And, you know, look, you've got guys here, Derrick Henry, Hunter Henry, all these guys are big-time talents, and teams are going to roll the dice on them. You know, look, it's a three-day draft for a reason, a four-day draft for a reason, actually. But, you know, look, your team will find their guys. Not all of them pan out. You got to remember something. About 25% of the first-round picks are out of the NFL within 5 years. As soon as the contracts are up, they're done because they don't pan out. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. What looks good today might not look so good tomorrow. What doesn't look so good today might look great in a couple of years. So you have to evaluate it. You got to let it play itself out. It's not an instant gratification business. These guys get paid big bucks to make these hard decisions. Not easy for them. You know? And if they don't make the right decision, they end up unemployed. So this is the way it goes. We want to thank Emery Hunt for coming on board. Brady and Alicia Quinn as well. Terrific guests all the way around today. And, you know, we want to thank you, as always, for being there for us. We appreciate the audience, and we appreciate the time you put in to listen to the Spano and Black Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the network. Everybody, you have yourselves a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great one, everybody.